No, no, that's your brother. That's you, that chubby little thing. Oh, you were a right windy baby and all.
Mum!
Oh, you're christening. I'll never forget the look on the poor vicar's face. Oh. In the name of the Father, the Son and the Holy... Oh, you cut him off with the loudest fart. I thought it were your dad.
Mum!
Oh, you'd be as good as gold at your christening, won't you, Seamus?
Oh, Seamus.
That's a good name. Strong. There's always been a Seamus in the family.
Well, it might be a girl.
Oh, you're carrying high. No morning sickness, craving cheese.
Oh, that's me, Cap.
It's early. It's not meant to be here till 1:30.
Well, it's here now.
Have you got your notes?
Yes.
I love you.
I love you too.
Anya, tell him to drive carefully.
I've got 3 dates this week.
Paying them, are you?
I'm not even going to justify that with an answer.
Good.
Clicks. It's an app. Look. All these women within a 10-mile radius.
So you're a stalker now?
It works by GPS. You're just jealous. When was the last time you got jiggy?
D.A. Turner, you sexually harassing D.S. Kelly.
Joking, aren't you?
Mm. Ow. Right, behave, the pair of you. We've got a missing person, Anya Roscoe, 8 months pregnant. Attended an antenatal appointment on the infirmary on Monday morning. She was captured on hospital CCTV at 11:04, leaving through the Calton Road entrance. Hasn't been seen since.
Who called it in?
Her mother, one Maggie Flaherty.
And what do we know about the baby's father? They're together?
Edward Roscoe, husband, in the Far East on business, apparently.
When she's 8 months pregnant?
He was in the pub when Alice was born, weren't you, boss?
The delivery room is no place for a man.
My mate Rob said it's like watching your favourite pub burn down.
All right, lads, when you've finished.
Right. Tanner, track down the husband and get me a trace on Anya's phone records and bank and credit card activity.
Boss.
Sue, come with me.
And then she got in the cab.
Which cab company did she use?
Oh, I don't know, I'm sorry.
Did she call the cab from the landline, mobile?
Oh, her mobile.
Did you see Anya getting into the cab?
No, no. I wanted to get on with the cleaning, have it all nice for her coming home.
Take your time, Maggie. Can I get you a glass of water?
No, 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 thank you.
Where does Anya work?
She doesn't. She used to work in finance, but she didn't enjoy it. She's training to be a holistic counsellor. Cognitive therapy, Reiki, all that sort of stuff.
Have you spoken to her husband?
Look, I've tried. I called Edward yesterday, but it kept going to answer phone. I tried again this morning. He's in China. He should never have gone.
How is their relationship?
Oh, he's a workaholic. Apart from that, she's got high blood pressure, borderline for preeclampsia. I should have gone with her to the hospital. I should have insisted. I didn't want to be overbearing. Oh, she likes her independence, always has since she was a little girl. And last night, when I still hadn't heard from her, I came back round here. I thought she'd be on that sofa with her feet up, watching Call the Midwife with a hot chocolate and a packet of hobnobs. Something's happened to her, hasn't it?
Terse emails with the husband. She wasn't happy about him going away with the baby nearly due. No signs of an affair, no travel plans. Her search history is mostly baby stuff. Hypnobirthing. She doesn't seem unstable, just excited about becoming a mum.
Any social media?
She's on Facebook. Posted a picture of her bump last week. 52 people liked the photo. No Twitter, no abusive comments, trolls or the like.
Tanner?
No activity on credit or debit cards since Saturday. No large or suspicious transactions. Still waiting for her mobile records.
What have we got on the husband?
That's Edward Roscoe, owns Roscoe's Health and Leisure, chain of 10 clubs, high-end, currently expanding into the Far East. Various other business interests and investments. He's doing all right for himself, our Mr. Roscoe.
Any contact?
I've left several messages on his mobile and with his secretary. She's a right mardy cow.
Right, I want him brought in.
I'll just nip over to Shanghai and nick him then, shall I, boss? Can I go first class? I get proper cramp on those long-haul flights.
When have you been on a long-haul flight?
Alicante.
Filey?
You two, you kill me, man.
Right. We need to know where Annie was headed after her appointment. Was she meeting anyone? Where would she go? Yeah. And I want as much CCTV as we can get from the hospital and surrounding areas.
Here we go. Phone records. Anya Margaret Roscoe. Right. Calls to a mobile number ending 58942.
Oh, hold on. Okay, that's Maggie, the mother.
Another ending 637498.
Edward Roscoe.
Calls to a number ending 5555. Cab company. She called them on the morning she disappeared.
Google it.
Bingo. South Green Cars.
Smooth, Mike.
Morning, Havlov. DCI Stone. This is DI Tanner. May we have a word?
You can have as many words as you like, darling.
We believe you sent a cab to pick up an Anya Roscoe from 47 Fernley Drive at 8:30 on Monday morning.
We need to know who the driver was.
I went on shift Monday. I was getting my hair done.
That looks lovely. Can you check the records for us?
Hold on, sweetheart. Right, Monday. Mm. Roscoe, here we go. 47 Fernley Drive. Dropping off at the infirmary.
No return?
Says here just to drop off, love. Sam Tucker.
Sam?
Beasley, one of our best drivers, proper grafter.
The car. We'll need the make and model, registration number. And Sam's home address.
Mm. What's it done?
She was right hot for you.
About as good as I can do these days.
You want to be on clicks? I'll set you up a profile.
You will not.
Got to get back in the saddle sometime.
Boss?
Yeah, Sue. Can you get us a search on one Sam Beasley? Cabby at South Green Cars. Resident of the Bridgeton. I've missed this place. What's the address?
Lucy. She is tidy. Oh,
Tanner.
Sorry, boss. 27 Shakespeare House. Look, though. Fit, isn't she?
Providing that's actually her.
Don't piss on me, chips.
Sue.
Samuel Brian James Beasley, born 8th of April 1967, Salford. Caught in possession of ecstasy back in the 90s.
Who wasn't? That's it.
That's it.
All right, chill your boots. I ought to sleep. This better be good.
Are you Samuel Beasley?
I am.
I'm DCI Stone. This is DI Tanner. We'd like to ask you about a hire you took on Monday morning.
Go on.
You picked up from 47 Fernley Drive, Anya Roscoe. Took her to the infirmary. Remember?
Don't know. Take people everywhere, don't I?
She was pregnant. Attractive. Here's a picture. Jog your memory.
I've definitely picked her up before. Yeah. I did take her on Monday. Why?
She's missing.
Got nothing to do with me.
We're not saying it does.
Heavily pregnant woman. You didn't offer to wait, take her home as well.
If the job's not on the computer, I don't do it.
Never given a customer your mobile number, done a cheeky little job on the side.
No.
It's all right, we're not going to dob you in. You were one of the last people to see Anya. We just need your help finding her.
I'd love to help, mate, but I can't. I dropped her off at the hospital, that's it.
Anything unusual about her behaviour? Any signs of distress?
No, just quiet, like, you know, kept herself to herself, you know what I mean?
OK. Thanks for your time, Mr. Beasley.
Hope you find her.
Turn that off, or I'll have it confiscated.
DCI Stone, they're ready for you.
Right. Oh, excuse me. Stone.
Mr. Stone, it's Maggie Flaherty. Edward called. He's on his way.
Where?
Here. at the airport.
Great. Thank you, Maggie.
I've been looking out for her. I've been calling all her friends. I don't know what else
Mr.
to do.
Mr. Stone.
Maggie, love, you're doing all the right things. Stay strong. We're going to find her, all right?
Anya Roscoe is 35 years old.
Put it on full screen. I can hardly see him.
All right, all right.
She was last seen leaving the infirmary on Monday morning.
What do you think?
After 11 o'clock.
Well, why bother? We'll just get a load of nutters calling in now.
Oh, let him have his moment.
Suppose. In need of some good PR, aren't you, boss?
Excuse me?
Back to the good old days.
Remember that woman asked for his autograph?
She thought I was Alan Titchmarsh.
You look nothing like Alan Titchmarsh.
My mum loves Alan Titchmarsh.
All right, enough about Alan Titchmarsh. You're wrong, both of you. We've got a lead. Needham's Pharmacy, Brook Road. I'm DCI Stone.
Yes, I recognise you.
And this is DS Kelly.
I couldn't believe it when I saw the picture. I said to my wife, don't we know her? I could swear she's been in a shop. We checked the CCTV, and there she was.
And when was this?
Prescription was logged at 11:21.
What did Anya come in for?
We dispensed labetalol.
What's that for?
Beta blocker, high blood pressure.
Could we have a printout of the prescription, please?
Certainly.
And we'll need the CCTV footage.
Of course. Ah, yes. The prescription was fast-tracked. I seem to remember she had a taxi waiting.
A taxi?
Bet. That's it. She leaves the chemist, turns off Brook Road, down Brook Lane, and gets into this car.
Zoom in.
Green Ford Mondeo. Registration Sierra Kilo 06.
Sam Beasley.
Police! Police! Police!
What? What?
What the hell? We have a warrant to search your property in connection with the disappearance of Anya Roscoe. Oh, please, cover your modesty.
I told you, I dropped her at the hospital.
No more lies, Sam. Where is she?
No comment.
Samuel Beasley, I'm arresting you in connection with the disappearance of Anya Roscoe. You do not have to say anything. However, it may harm your defence if you do not mention when questioned, something which you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence.
Could you pass me a robe, please?
Anything?
Nothing. Flat's clear.
OK, thank you.
Gonna loosen these off. They're chafing like mad.
Give you chafing.
It's freezing.
Where's the car, Sam? Right, let's get this boot open.
20 quid says she's in here.
You're sick, Mike. And you owe me 20 quid.
And my fingers crossed. Total, Phyllis Nelson, Talking Heads, that's more like it.
What's that?
Fourth album, Remain in Light.
No, Mike, that, under the seat.
Where?
Back a bit. Go on.
Labetalol. This is A.M. Roscoe.
Keep it down.
No.
Here.
Why are you doing this?
I said, keep it down.
It's a contraction. Oh, I'm in labour. No.
Why did you lie, Sam?
Where did you take her?
Sam!
It weren't me.
We have CCTV footage of Anya Roscoe getting into your car on Brook Lane at 11:26 on Monday morning.
It weren't me. I didn't take her to the hospital and I weren't on Brook Lane. Oh, you didn't even take her to the hospital now?
I didn't. I didn't do that shift. I lent the cab to someone.
Come on, Sam.
It's true.
Really?
A mate, he'd lost his job. I let him do some of my shifts. It weren't me. I was at the club.
Club?
Bridgeton Social for the old folk on the estate. I help out now and then.
Oh, do you now?
Got to do your bit, haven't you?
Who was driving your cab, Sam? Whilst you were serving tea and biscuits to little old ladies?
Who'd you lend the cab to?
Just a mate.
Allowed to do that, are you?
You're gonna dob me in?
I'd say that's the least of your worries right now. We have a missing woman. She's 8 months pregnant. We suspect she's been abducted and she was last seen in your car.
You wouldn't go abducting women.
Who? Who wouldn't?
Sam!
Reese.
Reese?
Reese Bell!
Please. Just tell me what you want.
You got it all, haven't you? Nice house. Plenty of money.
Money? You can have money. Me husband's up here.
Really now?
Please. Please, I need to go to the hospital.
I'm going to be a dad. You're going to be a boy. My son. I would have done everything for him. Everything. Boy or girl? Boy or girl?
I don't know.
Didn't you find out so you could make the perfect nursery?
We wanted a surprise.
My Becky found out. She was too impatient, impulsive, wanted everything now.
Where is Becky? Is she at home? Waiting for you?
Yeah.
She must be missing you.
Yeah. No. She's not at home. She didn't care.
Where is she?
She's dead. We were happy. I know there's more
to it than that. Sue, show me the CCTV from Brook Lane.
Hold on. Right. Okay, got it.
The bit where she gets in the car.
Okay.
The driver. Close as you can. Tanner, get over here. Is that Sam Beasley?
No, boss.
Sue?
No, boss.
No, it's not, is it? Page one. Page bloody one! Hear that?
Okay.
Hole in the roof. I'm depressed. It's not just a hole. All things going rotten. It's what happens when you neglect things. They get broken so bad, you can't fix them.
Sometimes it helps to talk to someone. You must miss her terribly.
Miss her? Miss her? You've got no idea. No idea. You, in your perfect little world. You want to know how she died? She was killed. And you know who did it.
Me? I don't know.
You do. You do.
Boss, got a positive ID from the CCTV footage of a Reese Owen Bell of 214 Longside Court.
He's got minor form, possession of cannabis, breach of the peace. Uniform were called out to his place last October for a domestic, nothing further. But Reese's wife, Rebecca Bell, niece Daunton, died last year. She was 4 months pregnant.
How did she die?
Suicide, apparently. Reese lost his job at Betmake Bookies on Fallowfield Road not long after. He's been on the sick ever since.
Right. Where did Reese go after Brook Lane? Get details of the car out to local media.
No. You know it wasn't me. Because you know who did it.
As hoped. Please. I don't know anything about Becky. I'm sorry she's dead, but please. I don't know who killed
her. Why should he have it all, eh? Why should he have it all when he took it away from me?
Who are you talking about?
Edward Roscoe.
Ed?
Police! Police! Anya!
Stay where you are.
Nothing.
Packet of ham, can of wife beater.
Turner, have you any idea what un-PC that is?
PC schmeecy. God, it stinks in here. Boss, some melzipan. Valium. Paroxetine.
Antidepressant. My mother used to take him.
Can I go?
No.
I'm due on shift in half an hour.
Because in forensics, Sam. I think you might have to phone in sick.
I'll lose me job.
Your alibi checked out. You're rather popular with the old biddies.
Like I said, you got to do your bit.
Very admirable. But how do we know you're not somehow involved in Anya's disappearance?
For God's sake.
Joint enterprise. It's an interesting, if slightly controversial, law.
I know what it is.
Then you'll do everything you can to help us, won't you?
Come on, you don't need us to tell you what they do in prison to men who harm women and children.
I haven't harmed anyone.
Where's Rhys?
I don't know. Last thing I know, he put keys through my letterbox.
When?
Monday afternoon.
Why did he post them? Why didn't he give them to you personally?
It's what he does. He knows I get me shut eye before the night shift. Look, I don't know where he is and I don't know what he's done.
Call him.
What?
Here's your phone. Call Rhys. Act normal, make small talk. Keep him on the line for as long as possible.
Voicemail.
Go on.
Rhys, mate, how are you doing? You all right? You want to go for a pint this evening? My round. Give us a call back soon as, eh?
How long have you known him?
I don't know, about 15 years.
Where did you meet?
We worked together.
Where?
Lanklands.
Where?
Textile factory. Closed down now, innit?
When did you last see Rhys?
Sunday night. We had a drink down the Queen of Hearts, gave him the keys for Monday's shift.
What was his state of mind like?
Shit! He's lost everything, what do you expect?
Did he seem volatile? Angry? Depressed? Anything out of the ordinary?
All of them things are ordinary for Rhys.
Did he talk about Anya Roscoe?
No.
Has he ever talked about her?
No.
Is Rhys a violent man? Sam?
They're getting closer. I need to go to hospital. Please.
I need to speak to him.
Who?
Edward Roscoe. Where's your phone?
Ed didn't kill Becky. You've got the wrong man. Ed wouldn't kill anyone.
Where's your phone?
Give me back. Take it.
Ross.
What?
They've picked up Edward Roscoe. Just got off a connecting flight from Schiphol.
About bloody time. I want him brought straight in. And get me a coffee. Latte. That hazelnut syrup.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Roscoe, I'm DCI Stone. I'm in charge of the case.
Mr. Stone, I think you should hear this.
I want justice for what you did. You killed my wife and my unborn child. I want justice.
Sam, I need you to listen to this.
I need a slash.
Hold it in.
I want justice for what you did. You killed my wife and my unborn child. I want justice.
Is that Rhys Bell?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
It's Rhys.
Do you know anything about an Edward Roscoe?
No. Never heard of him.
The missing woman's husband. Rhys seems to think he's responsible for Becky's death.
Becky topped herself. She nicked a load of pills.
Was she having an affair?
I don't know. I mean, she was flirty-like, but I don't think she ever did nothing about it. She loved Rhys. She loved the bones of him. They were childhood sweethearts.
Why did she kill herself?
She was full on, you know. One minute, I as you like, next she'd be proper down. She were wild, drinking, partying. Then she'd stay in for weeks. Rhys couldn't even get her down the pub for quiz night.
Anything else?
Rhys would give her money, but she'd spend it like crazy. All the latest gear. Then there was stuff for the baby. She wanted everything to be perfect. She took them loans out. You know, payday loans.
Reece found out did his nut in, big argument, neighbours had you lot round and everything. Look, I really need a slash, man.
Why do you think he's dead? I don't understand. He didn't even know Becky.
How well do you really know your husband? He didn't pick up when you called. And called back.
You're insane. This has got nothing to do with it.
What do you say? Insane. Insane.
I've no idea. I've never heard this voice before in my life.
No?
No.
His name is Reece Bell. Ever heard that name?
Reece Bell? No.
Did you know Reece's wife, Rebecca? Becky Bell? Formerly Becky Staunton?
I've never heard of her.
Reece clearly thinks you have.
He's taken my wife. You should be concentrating on finding him, not wasting time in here, grilling me as if I'm some sort of suspect.
Mr. Roscoe, Edward, this is a crucial part of our investigation. Were you having an affair with Rebecca Bell?
That's ridiculous.
You lie to us. It harms our chances of finding your wife and child alive. Do you have any connection to Reece or Rebecca Bell?
No.
No, I didn't mean...
You want to know what's insane?
You killed my wife and my unborn child. I want justice.
Play it again.
I want justice for what you did.
There. Can you hear it?
You killed my wife and my unborn child.
Drip, drip,
I want
drip.
Justice.
A leak?
That narrows it down. Somewhere with a leak.
You killed my wife and my unborn child. I want justice.
Hang on, what's that?
What?
That buzzing sound. It's faint, but there's definitely something.
I want justice.
Anything.
Bad line?
It's past 10, boss. We call it a night.
No, not yet.
The letters. Constant letters, phone calls, texts. It wouldn't let up. Threatening her we caught. $2,000, and it had grown to 16. 16 grand! I wanted to pay it for her. Took extra shifts, but it was a drop in the ocean. How was I going to come up with 16 grand? And it kept growing. She couldn't take it anymore. I don't deserve to be a mum, she said. I kissed her, and I told her everything would be all right. I had to go to work, I was going to be late, I couldn't do with losing my job and all. And when I got home, she was asleep on the sofa. She was always falling asleep on the sofa. But this time, she weren't breathing.
I'm bleeding.
She weren't moving. I called an ambulance, did the heart thing, kiss her life, kept doing it, but it didn't work. She looked so peaceful and I've never seen Becky look so peaceful.
But I'm bleeding!
I remember the first time I picked you up. You felt sick. I opened the window for you. Did you remember me? I stopped at the shop so you could get some ginger ale. I thought about how beautiful you looked. How Becky used to look. Roscoe. I knew I'd heard that name before.
Okay. I faded the voice as low as it'll go.
I want justice for what you did. You killed my wife and my unborn child. I want justice.
That buzzing. It's more like roaring.
Sounds like a plane to me.
What, light aircraft? Haunton Airfield. What's that place near there? Old factory was going to be converted into luxury flats. The developers went bust.
Lanklands.
Lanklands. That's it. Ronnie, I could kiss you.
Steady on, John.
Edward, Roscoe. He's the one getting wedged off all our misery.
I'm not involved in Ed's business.
He has to pay for what he's done.
You may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world.
Tanner, is that Talking Heads?
Fourth album. Find yourself
Remain in Light.
A beautiful house with a beautiful wife. You ask yourself, how did I get here?
What are you saying, boss?
That is both evidence and stolen goods.
Sorry, what?
trying to think.
Jenny. Hello, Jenny.
Mike!
Next left, dear. Yeah, this one. Jenny's still alive.
Who? Jenny?
Anya.
I don't know.
And right now, he is paying. He can't help his wife and child. He doesn't know where you are, and he doesn't know if he'll ever see you again. For all he knows, you could already be dead.
Then you've done it. You've made him suffer. You've won. Now, please, just let me go. I won't tell anyone about you, ever. I'll never go to the police, I swear, on me baby's life.
Do you think I'm stupid?
No. I think you need help.
Sue.
Got low down on Rebecca Bell. She was heavily in debt to Cash Today and The Money Pot. Payday loans companies, part of a chain that's gone from 2 branches to 18 in the past 2 years.
How is that allowed to happen?
Boss, the chain's owned by Edward Roscoe.
What, we've only just noticed that? Thanks, Sue. Tanner, I thought you'd been through this.
Sorry, boss. Roscoe's got his fingers in loads of pies.
Well, maybe if you weren't always dicking about on your stalker app, you'd have time to do your job properly.
Boss.
Do you want to keep your job?
You get people break into buildings like this. Urban explorers. They get off on the derelict and disowned.
Tanner, shut up.
Boss, I'm sorry. We all overlook things from time to time, don't we?
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. Just... I've got your back, man. When have I ever not?
Down there?
Nothing.
Keep going. Shh! What was that?
What?
That. It's coming from up there. A big one. One of them giant mutant rats, I reckon.
Shut up.
Giant mutant killer rats.
I mean it. I've got ratnophobia.
Musophobia.
What?
It's called musophobia, the fear of mice and rats.
Listen. Far corner. It's them. Shit. He's got a gun. I'm calling it in.
No.
Boss.
No armed response. I mean it. No armed response.
Yeah. Okay, go on, call an ambulance.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know. Just go. Tell them to approach quietly. No sirens.
Come on.
You have one new message.
Piece of shit.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, it's coming. Oh, please, I need an ambulance.
No, 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 shut up.
No, 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 no. No, please, I can't breathe.
Just shut up. Please, please, just shut up. Go on, Reese.
Ambulance is on its way.
He's left. We need to move fast. Can you break this panel down quietly? Quietly. Anya, we're police detectives. We're here to help you.
We're going to get you out of here. I've got to cut the cuffs. It might hurt a bit.
My baby.
Anya, put your arm. arms around my shoulders. I'm going to carry you.
They've both got a bit through there.
Oh. And yeah, I need you to squeeze through this gap, OK? We have to move fast. You OK?
Big contraction. They're really close.
Try panting. It's meant to help. I saw it on the tiller.
What's going on? I said, what's going on?
We've come to help.
How do you know I was here?
I'm a mate of Sam's. He's worried about you.
You've had a rough time, mate. We're going to help you. OK?
First, we need to get Anya to hospital.
No, she's not going anywhere.
Reese.
I'll use this.
Reese, you're not a murderer.
How do you know what I am?
We're police detectives. Whoa. OK. Easy. Reese, my name is John. I believe in justice, and I know you do too.
Justice? Really? So what about the ones who do it quietly? Robbing, killing? You just let them get on with it, do you?
We don't make the laws.
But you uphold them! He don't deserve what he's got. He don't deserve any of it. I wish it were him stood in front of me now instead of you. So we could see. The phone on the floor, pick it up. Pick it up!
Okay.
Turn it on.
Okay.
Call Edward Roscoe.
I don't know how this phone
You're
works.
You're a detective. Work it out.
Reese, we need to get Anya to hospital. Then we can call Edward.
No! Call him now!
This is Edward Roscoe. I'm calling in Shanghai.
Give me the phone.
Please call one.
Give me the phone!
I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Can you hear that? Eh? Now you know how it feels. Suffering are the ones you love. Your wife and baby suffering. There's only one way I can get justice.
Reese, do you know what they do to people who kill women and children?
Right. I've got enough bullets, we can all go. Nothing here for me. What about you? You got much to live for, John? Wife? Kids?
Reese, there's another way.
What?
Please.
What other way?
Boss! I'm fine.
Coffin!
My baby.
Ambulance is on its way.
I called an ambulance, but they couldn't do nothing. I'm afraid she's dead, that's what they said. I'm afraid she's dead.
Mike, get him out of here.
I didn't know she would do that. I never left her, never gone to work. I'd have never left my beautiful back yet.
Anya, can you hear me? The ambulance is on its way, okay?
Am I still bleeding?
You're gonna be all right. Hang in there. Hello, I'm DCI John Stone. I need medical assistance now. I've got a woman here in labour.
Have you called an ambulance?
Yes. She's bleeding.
Hold on.
I think it's coming.
You'll be okay.
Hello, I'm Marcy. I'm a midwife.
She's bleeding heavily.
Keep calm, love. When did the labour start?
Anya, when did you go into labour?
Last night.
Okay, please check the positioning of the baby.
Okay. Okay. I can see the head. I said I can see the head. Hello? Oh, no. Please. Come on.
The baby's coming.
Okay. Right. I think you have to push, don't you? And someone gets towels and hot water.
No!
Oh. Keep going. Keep pushing, Anya. It's coming. The baby's coming. Oh, it's here. I've got it. It's...
My baby.
Hold on, it's okay. Come on.
on. Come on, little one. Come on.
It's dead, isn't it?
Come on, come on. One, two, three. Please. Oh, come on, please. One, two, three. Anya. Anya, it's a boy. A tiny baby boy. Anya. 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 Stay with me. Come on. Come on, Anya.
Right, boss, here we go. I think we should change your photo, though. Look a bit moody in this one.
Tanner, I'll have you done for identity theft.
Sometimes we all need a little push, boss. You can search through the women here, and if you like the look of them, click yes. It's totally anonymous, unless they click you too. Then, bam, you're connected.
Cancel it.
What?
Cancel it. Now, I mean it.
I spent ages trying to make you sound interesting.
Boss, get your coat.
Excuse me, I thought I was in charge around here.
Come on, trust me. Tanner, you too.
I think it's this way.
Can I help you?
We're here to see Anya Roscoe.
Are you family?
No,
I'm afraid it's family only in NICU.
I'm DS Kelly, this is DI Tanner, this is DCI Stone.
The DCI Stone? You should have said. Follow me. Proper hero you are.
Nothing you lot don't do on a daily basis.
Yeah, but could you imagine us lot trying to catch criminals? Here we could swap jobs. They make one of them reality programmes out of it.
We could call it cop swap. Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
I'm Chloe.
Check him out.
This room here. She's asleep. Would you like to see the baby?
Oh, we'd love to.
Come with me.
Mr. Stone.
Yeah?
Could I have a word?
Edward, how are you?
Me, I'm fine. Thank you.
It was a team effort.
You saved their lives.
All part of the job.
It's an honourable job.
Mr. Stone!
Maggie!
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Aww. I reckon you'll be a mum one day.
Dunno. You reckon you'll be a dad?
You two getting broody.
White baby girl with the blue bunnies. That's him.
Hello, little man.
Beautiful, isn't he?
They've called him John.
Really?
No.
Seamus, apparently.
Seamus, eh?
So, Chloe, do you fancy going on a date with our DCI store?
Tanner, I'm quite capable of asking Chloe out myself, all right?
Well, go on, then.
Chloe, would you like to go out for a drink on Friday night?
In Broken, Stone was played by Hugo Speer, Tanner by Craig Cheatham and Sue by Deborah McAndrew. Anya, Leanne Best, Reese, Matthew McNulty, Maggie, Noreen Kershaw, and Edward Roscoe and Sam Beasley were both played by Craig Kelly. Broken was written by Vivian Harvey and directed in Salford by Nadia Molinari.